I'm counting on the fact that y'all are not going to mind a short sermon today. If you do, sorry. Today, our lectionary readings continue with the encounter between God and Job and the sermon to the Hebrews about priesthood. In the gospel, we've heard the story of Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, whose sight Jesus restores. Both readings from Job and the reading about Bartimaeus are about restoration. Job, after suffering much loss and many trials, has had his former life restored. And Bartimaeus has had his vision restored. He was blind, and now he sees. The point in both of these stories is that that which was out of order has now been restored to its right order. That which was not the way it should be is now righted. The cup is no longer half empty or half full, depending on your perspective. It is full to the brim or even beyond. These stories speak of God's working in real and tangible ways. They show God's involvement in the lives of his people and God's desire to restore his people to wholeness, not to condemn or punish. These readings offer assurance and hope to those of us in need of restoration, those of us seeking to be made whole, those of us looking for that which will make our lives full and complete. What these stories do not do, at least for me, is lend any words of wisdom for the day after Lobster Fest. Unless we really stretch it and speak to our own need to be restored and made whole. Indeed, we do need that. But maybe it will come with some rest and downtime. In thinking about Lobster Fest and everything that happens here at Grace this time of year, there were two scripture passages that jumped right into my mind. And the first is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. It reads, "Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul. And no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common." This passage speaks of a group acting together, having one focus, not many, being centered and having their hearts and souls working all together for the good of the whole. That, to me, is what happens here in the event known as Lobster Fest. Tickets have been sold for weeks. Lobsters made their trek from Maine to Mobile and then here. Potatoes were baked and transported across town hour by hour. Countless things have been counted. Many things have been moved, shifted, arranged, rearranged. Goods have been baked, wrapped, priced, and now sold. For weeks, the preparation has been taking place. Then the awaited day finally arrives with much anticipation. No one knows what the final count will be. It's all a guess. But after 15 years, it's an educated guess. And it works. It always works. We all come together and work to the same goal, and it is good indeed. The other scripture passage that came to my mind in the wake of Lobster Fest 2012 was Psalm 133. It's a short psalm, so I'll share it with you. "Oh, how good and pleasant it is when brethren live together in unity. It's like fine oil upon the head that runs down upon the beard of Aaron, and runs down upon the collar of his robe. It's like the dew of Hermon that falls upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has ordained the blessing, life forevermore." I'm not sure that we didn't entirely understand the value of having oil poured over your head so that it runs down onto your collar, but we know from the words of the psalmist that this experience is very good. And that's what happens when we come together to do good as a Christian community. How good and pleasant it is when brethren live together in harmony. How good and pleasant it is when just for a few hours all differences are put aside and we work together in giving of ourselves. How good and pleasant it is when the people of God come together as a community serving others. That's what makes Lobster Fest a success. Yes, we raise money for a very worthwhile organization, and that is very good indeed. Giving ourselves, serving others, putting aside our differences, being Christians, that's priceless.